Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back. It is the hottest show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is Lifestyle and Abundance Coach Kim Bullock Hendrix, and I am thrilled today to bring you another heavy hitter. You know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. We got to bring you the best when it comes to empowerment and entertainment. And so today I have a million dollar beauty is what I like to call her. Queen Marie Claire Cates is in the building, honey, and she's going to share with us her story, how she is dominating in the skincare industry today, and not only as a queen, but a queen of color, okay? So listen, that right there in itself, she's already overcome two roadblocks, being a woman and a woman of color. And so let's give it up today. Marie, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. What an intro. I love this. Thank you for having me on.
I am so excited because, you know, now let me tell my listeners that are joining us. Matter of fact, I got to open up my chat. Those of you who are in the chat, please feel free. Put your questions in the chat there if you have any for our special guests tonight. But, you know, what I love is that Marie and I actually met at a Queen Esther event. It's called the Esther Experience with Gina DeVee. Many of you know that queen is phenomenal. And when we met, we instantly vibed. It was like a connection, right? It was just, we just hit it off.
We did.
And I said, didn't we? And I said, you know what? When I first met her, I looked at her skin. I said, golly, her skin is flawless. I'm a skin girl. I love glowing, healthy, you know, that flawless skin. And so when I seen her, I was like, oh, my goodness, her skin is beautiful. Didn't know at the time she was the founder of Acne Expert Skincare, which we're going to get into a little bit later today. But when I tell you, let me share with you listeners a little bit about this queen, okay? So she's an entrepreneur who, listen to this, immigrated from Haiti as a teen mother, raising her son, Dominique, who is autistic and epileptic, from welfare to homelessness to bankruptcy and feeling unworthy and ashamed of who she was. Not going to say is because that's not the story today. And eventually finding her path, come on, the queendom. Building a CEO, I like to say a CEO, million-dollar business in Beverly Hills. This queen is doing some amazing things. When I tell you this is a true rag-to-riches story, get your pens and get your pens and notebooks ready because, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to learn the secrets to success on what we can do to build our million-dollar empire, all right? So, look, I got to give you a round of applause, sister. Look, I'm giving it up.
Thank you,
queen. I don't have my sound effects on, so
look. I receive it. I receive it, queen. I receive it. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm excited. You know, so first of all, let's go back to you immigrating right here to the United States and that story. I want to learn more about that and being from Haiti. Oh, my gosh, that's such a beautiful, I'm sure, a beautiful island. When I see it on TV, it's so green and pretty. What inspired you to make that move and transition in your life?
Well, it was an inspiration, but my mother made the decision for me. So I grew up in Haiti. I went to an all-girl Catholic school. I come from a middle-class family. At 16, I became pregnant, and I always feel like I have to say, not because I was a wild child. I got pregnant with the first one. It's because the way I was raised, you know, Catholic school, we didn't have sex education. Sex was taboo. Mm-hmm. You couldn't talk about it. You couldn't even talk to a boy, right? Like, you were, it's like there was so much, like, I was not exposed to. So got pregnant, and I was so afraid to tell my mom because I just knew she was going to kill me. I was like, oh, my God. So when my mom found out, we kept it a secret, and she sent me here to the United States to have the child, have Dominic, and possibly give Dominic up for adoption, leave Dominic with my aunt, and then go back to Haiti as if nothing would, you know, had happened. And God had other plans, and Dominic ended up having autism and epilepsy at seven months old, and I didn't speak any English, and that's how I ended up staying because, you know, he was going to have better care here in the U.S. rather than me taking him back home or whatever other plans that, you know, that my mother was going to make. So I ended up staying and became a grown-up very quickly at 16. So
wow.
I practically raised
Look
myself. Yeah, I raised myself from
that
point on. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and name it,
16.
I have been through it. Yeah, yeah. And I didn't speak English.
Yes.
When he got sick, I didn't know what was wrong with him. I couldn't understand the doctors. And, yeah, it was very, very tough. It was very, very tough. But I had to grow up very quickly because it was just me, you know? So, and I have to take care of it.
Absolutely. Golly, what an inspirational story. Against all odds, right? You know, not a language barrier, teenage mother, right? I'm sure I'm sure poverty was an issue, not having, you know. You
from a
million dollar
family,
right?
Yeah, totally. I was on welfare and I went to school at night to get my GED because I had to finish school. So I got my GED and I got my first job when I was about 18 going on 19. And I remember going to the welfare office and telling my social worker that I was not going to need the welfare anymore because I had gotten my first job as a bank teller. And in those days I was making $12,000 a year, and it could have just been $1.2 million at this point because, you know,
okay.
Like, what? You're going to give me a whole $12,000 a year? Oh, yes, I am ready for that.
Right.
I was so excited. And she cried, and I cried with her because she was, she cried because she said not many young girls make it out and just, you know, and come in and say, thank you for the help, but I no longer with it. I no longer need it. So I remember that day like yesterday, and
wow.
So it's been quite the test.
Mm.
So many of them.
Amazing.
Yes. So many of them.
Totally.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, to me, I find that so incredible, the amount of courage that you had to take you to that level, because, you know, having that many different obstacles at a young age, you know how many women, young teenagers, you're not even a woman, you're a teenager, you're growing into your womanhood, right? Still
That's
transitioning.
Right.
Women would have looked and said, you know what, there's no way, I cannot do this, and turned around and felt like they just were not able to do it. And this just goes to show from the beginning of your life, you were destined for greatness. You know, you are destined to have a story. It's deeper than skincare. The skincare, that's just the vehicle to draw the women to you. But when they get to you and they hear your story, you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That skincare is just the external portion of what it is that you're using to help transform the lives. But when they actually hear the core and the heart and the soul of your brand and what you represent, Queen, I'm going to tell you, you really are touching and changing lives. Tremendously. So, okay, point, you're a teen mom, you know, you're here in the United States, you're working, right, probably working paycheck to paycheck, but you're excited because you got money flowing in, right?
That's right.
Show us, how was it, right, after you began working, how did you transition into the skincare industry?
So I went into banking, right, working, you know, like any other young single mom would be working paycheck to paycheck. You got to pay the babysitter, got to buy diapers, you know, all of that, right? So, and then I said, okay, so banking, I grew out of banking, and actually a customer that would come there really liked me. It's like, you know, there is, I can see you in hospitality, and told me about a Sheraton property that was opening in downtown, and he's like, you should go for an interview. And, you know, and that's how God speaks to people, right? And he told me, I said, oh, mm-hmm. I'll go. And I went and got the job, and then so I transitioned from banking to hospitality, and
wow.
I was in hospitality for almost 18 years. So from the front desk agent, I became a front desk manager. Then I moved to sales. Then from sales, I moved to convention services, you know, hotel, like we would have big convention in downtown and, you know, in those days. And then from there, I would see human resources managers, and I was like, God, human resources, they're always happy. They're planning parties, you know, they get us together. I'm like, this is what I want to do. So literally I went to the director of human resources one day, and I said, you know, I just don't feel fulfilled in sales, and I'm wondering what it would take to move to human resources. And she's like, oh, my God, we have such a great attitude. We would love to have you. Let's speak to the director of sales. But anyway, it was God's plan, and I listened. And I started, you know, I learned the rope. You know, they have to send you to training. And I was employee relations manager, an employment manager, and all of that. And then I realized that you were going to have to write up people and fire people.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was, yes. And I said, oh, no, ma'am, this is not why I joined. So meanwhile, I left the hospitality industry and then went to work for a exclusive sports club. This is where they have all the celebrities in Beverly Hills. I was the HR manager there, too. Then I worked for a company, their corporate headquarters called AVN. I worked for them. So all this time I'm in human resources, and I'm like, wow. I do a lot of write-ups. You know, I'm always, when people see me, they're just, their hearts keep a beat because it's like, oh, HR, you don't have good news. And I didn't, and that's not the energy I wanted to be in. Really, and even though it was a really nice, I was. And I was such a nice HR manager. Like, people would see me and be like, you're the HR manager? You don't look like an HR manager because, you know, I am just here with my heels. My hair is on fleek. I mean, you know, I am giving you to the, you know, glory to the Lord. I am smiling all the time. So, and I knew it. And I was like, I know I don't belong in HR, and I don't know what I belong, where I'm going to go and what my dream is. But I knew it was going to be in some sort of, I'm like, it's going to be in beauty, fashion. I'm like, it's going to be something girly because that's totally me. So,
yes, me too, honey. Yes, I love it.
Yes, I'm like, it's going to be something girly because I love to wear clothes and all of that. And then in the meantime, Dominique was getting seizures all the time. Like, I'm talking 12 seizures a month. We would be at the hospital all the time. I'm always calling in sick. And it got to the point where I was so stressed. I said, you know, Wendy, they're going to fire me. They're going to be like, don't bother to come back because you missed all week, you know.
Yeah, right, they're gonna fire.
They're like, they're like, your son is sick again, you know. And I don't know, corporate America, you get 6 days a year. You get 14 days of vacation. You get 2 weeks vacation a year, and you get six days. I would go through that in like January. Right. I'd be gone, and then And then I said, wow. I got to do something where the word is freedom. That's the only way I can describe it. I'm like, I would see
mm-hmm.
women when I would take my son to the doctors, because his doctors were in Beverly Hills, and I'm driving from downtown, picking him up in Hollywood from school. Then we're driving, and I would see these women having lunch on like on a Monday, and they look like they didn't have a care in the world. They didn't dress like they have to go back to work. And I remember, Kim, I remember it so vividly. And I said, wow, what do you do? And they're like, oh, we have our own business. I said, oh, That's okay. What I need to do. I need to have my own business because then I can have time and do what I want. I can have lunch on a Monday at 2 p.m. and not have a care in the world and not have to run back in the office. Then I can take my son to the doctor's office without feeling guilty, right? And
yes,
then that,
yes.
that once that desire, I had that desire, it became a burning desire. And I was going to figure out what it was, that how, what, you know, what is it I'm supposed to do? It's not corporate America. It's not human resources. And then in the meantime, I used to have skin issues. I used to have pimples and breaking out. My back used, I used to break out all the time.
Girl,
and I was always at Sephora. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I used to break out
Girl,
all
I
the
know.
Time. Right? And I would be at Sephora. I'm always buying something. If you said, oh, yeah, this, okay, I'd buy different things. And then in the interim, I forgot to tell you, I ended up working for MAC Cosmetics because I said, you know what? I'm going to become a makeup artist. It wasn't that. So that was still beauty.
It.
I was like,
girl,
I love that.
MAC now, honey. Me and MAC
you
is
know
a
what
problem.
You guys
with MAC, girl.
You guys are best friends.
Lord.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, this is not that because I didn't make enough money, right? And I was like, okay, I was making more money in corporate America. So I went back to corporate America because I was not making enough money. But going back, I went back to HR, I was just devastated. I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to stay here because I know this is not what I'm meant to do, right? And then eventually,
right.
I remember being somewhere and, you know, my mom would say, you should do skincare. You're a makeup artist. You should be an esthetician like me because my mom is an esthetician, you know. And I'd be like, no, that's not what I want to do, whatever. No, I don't want to be an esthetician, right? But sometimes you can't listen because it's coming from someone who's so close to you. You're like, nah, you just want me to do what you
right.
want me to do, right? And then, excuse me, I was with some friends at Sephora again, and I'm reading ingredients, I'm reading labels, I'm asking questions, and they said, Marie, you should be an esthetician. Oh, my God, you know so much. I was like, I should, shouldn't I? Right? Now I'm like, I should, shouldn't I? You know, my mom was rolling her eyes probably when I told her. She's like, I've been telling you, but now you're going to go do it. And then 2 weeks later, I was in skincare school, and best decision I've ever made. And this is how it started. That's how I got into the skincare industry. That's the story.
Look, oh, my goodness. Just loving being a queen, doing the queen
yes.
regimen, making sure your skin is on point, your hair is together.
That's
your
right.
Nail, it is work. Put
yes.
it together. But
yes.
you know what? When you look good, you feel good.
When you feel good, you look good.
Yes, and it is. And it's, you know, the thing that's so wonderful about you, you have this presence that you, when you walk into a room, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you just command the attention of women. I was like, who is this girl? I got to get to know her. I was like, is she a celebrity or something? Who is she?
Look, it takes one to recognize one because, you know, I said the same thing to you. That's how I was like, who is this woman? I've got to talk. Look, and then we walk across the room to each other like, I'm coming for you. Yep. You see me. I see you. Come.
Yes,
totally.
I see you, queen.
Because you have, you have that same presence as well. You do, too.
Thank you. Thank you so
you
much.
Do.
That's what it is. Queens recognize queens,
nice.
Okay?
They do. They do. They do.
Oh,
and they lift up each other.
That's right. That's right. And
yes.
that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
Us, you know, empowering
oh, yes.
one another. And I'm rooting
totally.
For you, you know. And so
yes.
you get into the skincare industry, you got to tell them the story about Gina DeVee. Oh, my goodness. She's
yes.
phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
And Gina,
yes.
honey.
Yes.
Gina's helping me get my business to the next level, but we're going to talk about your story, okay? Because you already
yes.
there. So you
yes.
ran into Gina. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, for
yes.
those of you who do not know Gina DeVee, she is a powerhouse, okay? And
yes.
Gina is a coach that teaches women how to build million-dollar brands. And she's a millionaire
that's
herself
correct.
And just a queen in her own right. Yes,
mm-hmm.
indeed. And what I love the most about her is that she's so
humble and down to earth. It's her spirituality that drew me. There's a lot of millionaires that are cocky and arrogant, and you know they do not give God the glory because all the wealth and riches come from Him. And I can't follow someone that does not serve and honor God and give Him His due. And that's one thing about her is that she'll be the first to tell you, oh, no, I give God all the glory for everything that I have.
That's right.
And so when I ran into her, Gina is about femininity. That's what I love the
Correct.
Most. Attracting wealth and having a business but still keeping your feminine energy and flow.
That's
not being
correct.
So masculine, right?
That's
and that's
correct.
What we felt
that's
as
correct.
Women, right? Especially back in the in the olden days, that we had to
you gotta hustle
be like
and grind.
Men to be successful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hustle,
and these two
hustle.
Queens right here, we far from being like men. We are very, very, I want bougie, whatever you want to call it. Okay. We love.
I'll take
listen,
it.
Call it what you want to.
Pussy,
whatever.
Yes. Oh, my God.
My makeup, my nails,
that's
is
my
no
life.
Way. I cannot do it the man
Thank
way.
You.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, ma'am.
No. That's not our energy. That's not our energy.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So, Marie, share with us, now that I've shared with the audience who Gina the V is, definitely make sure y'all follow Gina, too, on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Yes. How did you meet her? And then tell us the story, you know, in regards to how she changed your life.
Oh, my God. So I get into the skincare business. Of course, in the beginning of the business, whatever, I made no money, right? So I open a skincare studio, and I'm just, listen, I'm hustling. I'm like, this is, you know when you know something is meant for you? Sometimes you don't know and you stumble upon it, right?
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
sometimes you discover, I'm like, this is skincare. I felt so good about it. I'm like, this is it. This is the one, right? But in the beginning, I was making no money. And making no money and knowing that this is it, this is what gave me the courage to continue. Even though I was not making any money, I was like, I can't go back to corporate America. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to have to stick it out, right? So I open, and I think I'm 3 or 4 months in, and, you know, Facebook wasn't quite popular in those days, but, you know, it was like we were not using it for business or anything like that. But for some reason, I became friend with this woman who was doing like a sugar detox, right? And she's talking about wellness and all of that. She invited her coach to speak, and you had to call a number, you know, and listen to her coach. And I called in. I was like, oh, I wonder. She's like, okay, she has a story, this lady, and she's invited. This is the first time I'm hearing the word coach, you know, coach, coach, coach. I said, well, let me just check it out. So I called in. And it's Gina DeVee, and she starts with a prayer. Got me there.
Got me there. Yes, indeed.
Got me there. She starts with a prayer, and she gives her talk on, of course, femininity, that, you know, abundance is available for all of us and whatever. And this is the first. It's not the first I had started to listen to, like, you know, Wayne Dyer and Louis Hay, but now I'm hearing someone. You know, they're not like a big author or whatever. They're on the other line, and they're saying this. And I'm like, huh, it resonated with me, right? And then at the end of the call, she gives a number, and she said, you know, I do a call called Divine Living every Monday, and it's for free, and you guys can call in. She says that to the audience. And I'm like, oh, I write the number down. Every Monday I call in, and she's talking, and, you know, doing what Gina does best, right? Inspiring us. And two calls in, she says, I'm going to have an in-person event in Santa Monica. I said, Lord, I don't care how much she said that event is going to be, I got to be there, right?
I know that's right. Yes.
I'm like, I got to be there. And I can't remember how much it was, but it was like a two-day intensive. She was doing a two-day intensive. It was Saturday and Sunday, and she was going to try. It was about finding your purpose, something like that, like laser coaching, whatever. And I went to the event, and maybe there were like 15 women there. And I met her, and she there's a part of the, you know, part of the event where she, they call it the hot chair or the hot seat. And you got to come and talk about your business for like, you know, she was doing rounds of like 20 to 30 minutes. So I get in the chair and she's like, what do you do? I'm an esthetician and I charge $45 for a facial and whatever. And she screamed. She said, what? She said, what is 40? Yeah. She said, are you crazy? Are you insane? What is $45?
I know she got you.
I said, oh, yeah, she did. She said, can you believe? She said, would everybody look at Marie Claire, this gorgeous woman who's charging $45? Why do you charge $45? I said, well, because I feel like if I charge more, no one will come. And she said, oh, you have a worthy issue. You don't feel worthy. That was the first time someone told me that.
Wow.
And she said, don't you feel, she said, don't you know your craft? I feel like if I were to you, I know you know. I'm like, I know. She said, then become the expert and charge your worth. Marie Claire, charge your worth. And I was like, oh, my God. So my head started to spin. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I left that two-day event. And on the last day, she offered a coaching program. She said, I'm offering a coaching program. Come coach with me. I'll be your coach for the next 12 months. And at that time, the coaching, it was $1,000 a month. You may as well tell me it was $1 million a month because I didn't have it, right?
I know that's
because
right.
I'm barely
yes.
making any money. I'm charging, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord, I have to,
girl,
on top of that, pay $1,000? And the
right.
lady
you're
I
like,
went
wait a minute
to,
now.
I'm like, wait a minute. I ended up sitting next to this woman, and she's like, are you going to do it? I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know. I can't afford it. Like, $1,000 for the next month, and we got to put $1,000 down tonight. I'm like,
okay,
I don't have it.
Right.
She said,
okay,
you belong here. Sure. I'm going to loan you. The lady, who I didn't know, she said, I'm going to loan you the money. You have to come. I said, no, I don't borrow money from strangers. I don't know you. She's like, no, it was God saying, please do it. And then I got so scared, Kim. I said, after I said yes, I literally had a panic attack. I said, I got to pay this woman. I got to pay Gina. Hi, because I was stretching myself, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the stretch was not comfortable. I was sweating
yes,
bullets.
Honey.
I went home and I told my brother, oh, my God, I don't know what I've just
what
done.
What am I going to do?
I regret it. What am I going to do? We're already barely making it by. At that time, my brother was living with me. And we're eating tuna and top ramen. I'm like, Lord. So wouldn't you know,
girl,
when you say yes and you're getting the coaching, I started to change my energy. I started to value myself. I started to believe myself. Gina's like, become
yes.
the expert. Do you know,
yes.
Kim, I had money to pay that $1,000 every month. And by the time I left her program, I was making $10,000 a month.
Ooh, look at that.
From
that?
300 whatever. Yeah. I had
from
changed
that act
my
of
energy
faith.
From that act of faith. Let me tell you, Kim, I always paid my coaching fee on time. Always, okay? Or Queen keeps
I know
a promise,
that's
right.
right?
Yes, listen,
yes.
you keep your contract. You give your word, you say yes.
That's
every
right.
month
that's right.
that
you
money
honor
was there.
That.
Oh, my God. And then she talked about your word, living in femininity and abundance. So I moved 4 months into the coaching. I moved my office from the back of this house I was renting to Beverly Hills 4 months later.
Wow.
4 months later. And this
oh
is where
goodness.
The $5,000 package story happened. She was like, I want you to book a package on your website. And she was giving us assignment. And she's like, I want it to be $5,000. I said, what am I going to sell for $5,000? I said, okay. She's like, get creative. I don't care. Do it. Show it to me. When I showed it to her, she said, put it on the website. She said, get creative.
Like
when I, And when I showed it to her, she said, put it on the website. And I said, are you nuts? Are you insane? Who's going to buy? I'm like, Gina, this is not fair. This, look. She said, you're arguing for your limitation. Are you going to take the coaching or not? I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and take the coaching. Put the package on my website. I sold it 2 weeks later.
Wow. You see that?
2 weeks
oh
later. And the show.
2 weeks later.
Yeah, 2 weeks later. And the person who bought the package said, we were looking for someone in Beverly Hills with an expensive skincare package, and we couldn't find anyone, and we only found you. Come on, somebody.
Ooh, look at
that. Look,
come on.
You see how God aligned that? They will look for, so whoever's listening, okay, they were looking for an expensive, which goes to show.
They were looking
sometimes
expensive.
When we undermark our product, they will look right over you because they don't feel that you're expensive enough, that you're quality or the value they're seeking.
That's right. She said you're
so
the
don't,
only
so make
your one.
Prices too cheap.
She said you're the only one who had a $5,000 package. Can you believe that? I thought it was a joke. I thought they were playing a prank. I said, someone is not. Yeah. So that was that. Yeah. So Gina changed my life in the beginning of the skincare career. The most important lesson she taught me was about knowing your worth. And that if you don't think you don't know your worth, and if you don't, if you think you should be undercharging, that you got to work on that mindset first before you go into business, otherwise you're always going to struggle. And you're going to attract the, you know, the people who want things on a discount. So I have to change that, honey. Yeah.
Change it.
My life changed. Yeah.
It did.
She's like, honey, you're going to do this. Yeah, she did. She changed my life. And then I saw, so I did that 1 year program, and then I didn't see her for 10 years. You were in Vegas when I saw her again 10 years later.
That was the first time you seen her?
That was the first time I seen her after I did the 1 year program.
Now,
what
if she was screaming
on
stage when she seen you?
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, she had this call. She no longer offers it. She hasn't done it probably in 6 or 7 years. And I would, you know, I would call in every Monday and I would listen to her words, what she had to say and whatever. And then that call stopped, but I stayed on her email list, right? And then I saw she was going to be in Vegas. And when I saw she was going to be in Vegas, I told my husband, I said, honey, you remember the coach I talked to you about? She taught me about worth and she changed my life. She's going to be in Vegas. And I have a nudge to go tell her thank you for changing my life. He said, oh, my God, do it. So I booked the ticket.
Oh, so you didn't, she didn't know that, she didn't know that you
she
were
didn't
that
know
success,
I was, that's a, she didn't know that, she didn't know what had happened to me, nothing, right? So I go to Vegas, I see Glenn, her husband, and he sees me, but I've got my, you know, my hair is short, and I'm like, Glenn, it's Mary Claire. And he's like, oh, my God, he gives me a hug. And I said, don't tell her I'm here. He said, I want. I said, don't tell her I'm here. I'm going to surprise her. He said, I won't tell her. I won't. He's like, oh, my God, you're one of the OG. Oh, my God, OG Marie Claire is here. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm here.
Original.
So the original, exactly. So when she said, you know, we have to go to the mic and declare what we want, you know, for our life this weekend, whatever. And I went, and I was like, that's the way I'm going to let her know I'm here. And I said, hi, my name is Marie Claire, and she screamed.
And I was there.
Run off the stage.
Remember.
Yes, and ran off the stage and hugged me, and we cried. And then so when
I
you
remember.
Saw me in Vegas, that's when, and then she was offering the Queen program, and I signed up for a program again. And I did a year
now
coaching with her again.
What country was that in?
What
country
the,
was
well,
the queen?
A, it was, we did a queen retreat in India. So
I remember seeing
the
picture.
The queen,
So
the queen program was a 12-month program. So we get a coaching, two coaching calls with her every month. And then we had, like, our regular coach, whatever. And then every three or 4 months, we would meet somewhere. And then COVID happened.
Okay.
Thank God I went to India. So when I went to India, it was my first live event with the Queen group. So all of us were in the Queen group. We were in India. And in India is when I told her, by that time I was making, I think I was making between 40 and 50,000 a month, right?
Wow.
And I was like, Gina, I'm, And I told her, I said,
girl,
I said, I've been stuck between the 40 and 50,000. And, you know, she loves for you to declare what you want. What dream do you want? What do you want to declare while you're here? And I heard it. I declared. I got up and picked up the mic, and I said, Gina, I declare that I want to make $100,000 a month this year. I want to make $100,000. Yes. And I remember when I said it, I decided it, and I remember the meditation we did, And I just know, I was like, this is for me. I'm going to claim it. And that was in January. In March, in January, so that month I'd made 40. In March, I made my first 100,000.
Two months later. Wow. The power of prayer.
And let me tell you, Kim, the power of prayer. My Facebook ads was the same. I didn't do anything different in my business.
I was just going to ask you that.
I just declared. Wow. I decided. Ooh. I believed.
And you know what? Now, that's something that I teach my clients. And ladies, if you're listening, and men, we have some men tuning in too.
Yeah.
Queens and kings, we do not beg and plead. We declare and we decree. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We declare what
that's
we want.
Right.
We speak it into existence
right.
as if it's already so.
That's it.
Because the word of God
that's
says,
right.
as a man thinketh, so he is.
Thinketh, so he is. That's
so
right.
And take
that's
that
right.
word out, maybe, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to be it. I am.
That's
successful.
Right. That's
I
right.
am a million-dollar woman. I am a million-dollar
right.
man. Not I want to be, I'm thinking of. So that what you just said in itself was powerful. And you said you did not change anything. But
I didn't change not one thing,
listen.
Except that I declared it, I believed it, and I decided that I was worth it. I was like, I know my value.
Ooh.
I know I deserve to make $100,000 a month. And ever since then, Kim, it's been on an up and up, and now, you know, I'm at 167.
Girl,
it just keep going
okay, so
up.
So where did it feel like when you first hit that million-dollar mark?
Oh,
what
my God.
What did it feel like, girl?
It felt, I remember that month. I remember when I came that month because that was the first time I surpassed it. And I didn't check my sales numbers because I was so nervous. I was like, am I going to make it? And I didn't look. I told my husband, I said, I don't know if I made it or I didn't know if I was going to make it, right? I didn't know. I could have ended at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I gave my husband the phone, and I said, I'm not going to look at my numbers. Who does that? You're supposed to know your numbers, right?
Yeah.
I decided I was. I don't want to know. Let it be a surprise. I was nervous, and my husband looked at my phone, and, you know, he's good at doing a good whatever face that's called. Like, you know, what's that face? Whatever, you know, when their face, like, you can't read it, a poker face. He has a good poker face.
Yeah.
And And then he turned it around, and it said $106,000. I screamed.
Ooh.
I fell on the ground. I rolled around. the living room. Just thinking God. I was so grateful. And do you know ever since that day, Kim, I have never made less than $100,000 a month, never.
Come on now.
I never went back, never.
Oh,
so I ended,
Isn't
that?
He don't go
backwards. I ended last year.
God does not go backwards.
He doesn't
look
back, no.
Yeah, he's going to accelerate. If that's what you ask, he's going to give it to you. And the other thing is the power of the ask. Right? God said, you have not because you ask not.
Ask not.
So if you're stagnated in your business, it's because you haven't made that decision to ask and be clear what it is that you desire.
That's right. I can't stress enough on being clear on what it is that you want, how important that is. Like being clear, definite, like this is what I want. You know when sometimes you have a big decision to make and you finally make it and how freeing it is? Whether you like, you go like, you know what? Whatever comes, this is my decision, right?
Mm.
And it's so freeing in the end. You're like, oh, my God. Once you make the decision, it feels like, okay, I've made my decision. This is it. This is any big decision
this
in life. Like, you're going to go to college. Yeah. You're going to get married. You're going to get divorced. You're going to get the house.
Yeah.
You know that, oh, should I get it? Should I not? Should I do it? Once you make the decision, it's over. Miracles happen.
It's a self-aware,
you know?
It's a self-assurance,
right,
that you have within yourself. And you just
you
know.
Gotta have
you
that.
Know, it's,
you just know.
You got to have it. Oh,
it's not
I
even
remember
an option
that day.
Not to.
It was not. I stood there and I said, I deserve to make 100K. That's what I want. She said, "That's you're sure?" I'm like, I'm positive. This is what I want to do. And that was it.
Have you talked to her since then?
Of course, because we were in India. I was only 3 months in my program, and I only finished my program with her last November. So, of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's seen the elephant. Okay, good.
Oh, she knows.
She knows.
I talked to her. As a matter of fact, I talked to her 3 days ago. Yeah. Yeah. We keep in touch.
Good.
We keep in touch.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, she knows. She knows.
So she is truly remarkable.
She
you
is.
Know, that woman has
she
an anointing on her life. Yes, yes, mine too. And I let her know.
She
I
changed my life.
I told her what my goal was. Listen, I told her what my goal was, and I'm, you know, I'm working on that, and that's exactly what it is. It's a decision. It's all it is.
That's
you know?
Right.
And,
that's
and
a
those
decision.
Are the things, all of a decision. And I love it because the most powerful thing you said was you declared it. And not only that, but you didn't change anything. You know, that's what a lot of us entrepreneurs feel like, oh, well, I better go out and grind harder. I better go out and stay out 10 more hours. I better send more emails. No, it's a supernatural thing that this business
it
is
really
faith-based. You know, the right
Can I
people
tell you,
that you need to connect with, come on.
They show up.
Yes.
Can I tell you, Kim, that the year prior, so 2020, so in 2019, my sales were like, you know, 350,000. You know, that's no small. That's I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting, you know, nothing like when you open a business and people are buying your products, right? And you know, I remember the days when it's like, okay, my sales started like $20. Okay, somebody bought a lotion, and then to get to 350,000, you're like, oh my God, it's growing. So that was 2019.
Yes.
2020, when I said I want to make 100K. 1.2 million in sales. I was like, do you know I work harder to make the 300 than I did for the 1.2. It happened with so much ease and grace.
You said in 2020, the year of the pandemic, the year of lack,
yes,
the year of struggle,
that's
the
right.
year of anxiety.
That's right.
You had your best
that's
year.
Right.
Close
best
the front
year.
Door. Close the front door.
Yeah.
Everyone has made that
when everybody was
oh,
scared.
Oh, the pandemic, that's why I'm struggling. Oh, the pandemic, that's why my business isn't doing as well. Oh, the pandemic, this, that, and the other. You're a living example that God is still the same even in the midst of a pandemic. Come on now.
That's right. That's right. That's right, honey, because he is my source of all things. That's right.
And
that's nothing
what we
can't
gotta realize.
That's
yes.
right. That's right.
He
and turn up the news. Put. That's right. And you got to hold on. You know, these days I really, I have my only goal is to deepen my relationship with God, right? That's the only goal that I have. When you ask me, what's your self goal? Whatever goal you ask me, I'm going to give you the same answer, to deepen my connection with God. because through him, you find everything, right? God already knows my
everything.
God knows my heart. I know. Kim, the dreams I have, they're so big. I'm like, he's the only one that can help me fulfill
the
them, right?
The only one.
So it's like,
yes,
the only one. Ooh. So when it says, seek ye the kingdom and his riches, and all will be adding, all these things will be added unto you, that's my, listen, I'm holding on
that's
to that.
True.
And,
that
and
is true.
And I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future.
29:11. That's my favorite.
Come on now.
Oh, wait.
Those
are
my
anchor.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 33:3 is also my favorite one, which says, I call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Yes. Come
so
on.
So those are my two
do
favorite
Do you need
ones.
Anything else? Yes. So it's important
yes.
to live. You know, these have to, they have become my anchor. Like, I really believe in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as I grow, my faith is growing every day. And I don't worry. I don't wake up in anxiety. And people can say, well, easy for you to say you made 1.2 million, you know, last year. There are people who live in anxiety making 100 million, 2 billion, 3 billion. $5, $10. You know, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? There are people who are poor and anxious, and there are people who are filthy rich and anxious. The anxiety, you know, you just got to make a choice that, you know what, I'm going to rely on him. And I really mean it, and really mean it. So that's what I do, Kim. Like, that's my secret sauce. My secret is relying on God.
I love it. I love it.
Come on.
Because that's it. That's the best thing you could ever have. There's nothing higher than that.
Nothing higher than that.
And so the moment you change your mindset, your prayer life,
that's
and
right.
your request, right? I mean, it's
that's
just
it.
Phenomenal to hear your story.
Yeah.
To hear your story.
It's been
from welfare.
Phenomenal.
To hear, for those
all
of you who are just joining us,
him.
Marie started on welfare as a single parent at 16 years old, and now today is a million-dollar CEO of her phenomenal skincare company. And before we close out, I want you to share a little bit about your skincare company and your website.
Yes.
How can my listeners, right, take care? And this is for men and women, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. If you have skin,
anybody
we
with
have
skin.
Products. If you have skin, we have products. So the line is called Acne X. Called it that because I'm an expert in acne treatment, and I thought the brand should reflect that. But that doesn't mean if you don't have acne that you can't purchase anything. We have all types of serum, vitamin C serum. We sell retinol. We sell brightening cream, you know. And we ship worldwide, and the website is acneexpertskincare.com, acneexpertskincare.com, and you can find me on all social media platforms at acneexpert.
Love it. Love it. And I actually included some photos, so those of you who are in the chat, you actually see the slide that's going, and you can see the before and after photo of
the young lady
that is using our products. Yes,
Thank you.
I'm telling you, her skin, it just cleared up tremendously, you know.
We've changed a lot of lives.
Yes, yes. And that's what, you know, is that you, like I said, it's the skincare is just the vehicle into their life.
Yes.
Once they hear your story, you know, you're transforming not only externally but internally. And so what you're doing, I applaud you, Queen. Thank you for being
my inspiration.
Your girl going to be in the million-dollar club. I'm giving myself, within 12
Come
to 24
on.
Months, let me give I'm coming.
Declare
I'm coming
it,
for you.
Declare it. I know. I know.
I'm declaring
it. It's possible. I know you're coming. Oh,
yeah. Like, come on,
I'm hearing you. I'm witnessing it.
That's it. It's done. It is done. I was like,
you know what?
Because this is the thing. The work that we have to do, you cannot serve from a place of broke.
No.
You just absolutely cannot. You have to have money. And to reach the masses, you got to have some massive money.
That's
so
correct.
I said, well, God, this is what you want me to do. You're going to have to fund it.
And he will. And
yes,
he will. Once you are in agreement that he will, and he will.
We are touching and agreeing. Yes. Absolutely. I love it. Well, you have definitely been a blessing to me and to the listeners. And I just want for you to know you are welcome back on Brown Sugar Radio anytime. And just, you know,
thank you
for being that sense of hope, because what you did was you helped break the belief barriers that many women have had. There's a lot of women who are similar stories, tired of having limits on their vacation and their jobs. Tired of not having the money to live the life that they want to. Tired of having, you know, I wish I could do this. I don't have enough in my bank account. Like, no, we serve a God that wants to bless us. He takes pleasure in prospering us. And that's what we have to recognize. Pleasure. That's the word said. He takes pleasure in prospering us. And so that's what we have to stand on and recognize who your daddy is. And, you know,
that's
you are royalty. And there's nothing small about royalty, nothing lacking
about
royalty at all.
Nothing.
And so
I am just really excited
to connect with you and listen.
Thank you.
When I am in California, I got to come and check you out. Or when you're in the Las Vegas area, please come through Queens for me to do lunch.
Yes.
Okay.
We will. Absolutely will do. I will. Thank you
Love
so much
it.
For having me.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow her on Instagram and Facebook. Please show this queen some love. Support her. Like, share, comment on her social media platforms and spread the word, okay? All right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio today. You be blessed.
You too. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. It's a wrap for tonight. And this is exciting because this is actually season two that we're going into with Brown Sugar Radio. And I'm just really blessed and honored because we just have so many amazing things that are taking place over the next few days. And so this year, this is the second quarter of 2021. Where are you at? What are you doing? What are some of the things that you have, you know, that you desire to achieve in your life? And so I'm really just blessed to be in this position to pour into you and to show you, right, some great things. And what are we going to do to make it happen? Well, it all depends on what your choices are and your mindset, right? So we'll be back again. Stay tuned on Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure you also like us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Instagram. And I am out for the night. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment and entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic evening.